Welcome to our regular scheduled meeting. It's Monday, September 23rd at 7 o'clock. I can ask the village clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Excuse me. Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Did he say here?
We need a motion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. Okay. And then I'm here.
I move
Sorry,
to
President Ducey.
Here.
Okay, I move to allow Trustee O'Connell to participate remotely due to his employment.
Second.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
President Ducey?
Yes.
Welcome, Bob.
Okay. Very good. So if we can all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So since Bob's, well, maybe Erica, do you mind starting this time?
Of course.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Do we have comments too?
We do. So, Michael, we can get to your, you can speak now or we can speak when we get to the order. Okay, you later? All right, very good.
So I'd like to start with the land acknowledgement. As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. We had a wonderful time a couple weeks ago at a kayaking event that was put together with the coordination of Trustee Victoria Van from Westchester, Trustee Miguel Jones from Maywood, and myself in correlation with the Westchester Public Library. We had over 60 people attend. People got to ride on the pond in kayaks for about half hour, 45 minutes. There were so many people who had never been kayaking before or had been to the Trailside Museum or Thatcher Woods before. So it was just lovely to be a part of that. We were able to get coordinated and all set up thanks to the help of Luke. So thank you very much. And the rest of the staff here at the village, we're able to give people tons of information about the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. About half of the folks were from River Forest. So we gave them information about the lead survey that's going on, and a few other things, and around safety from the police and fire. So everything that you were pulling together that day for the open house here went over very well at the Trailside Museum too. So thank you very much for that. But yeah, just a wonderful day. We are looking to potentially do it again. So potentially in October, and we'll let everyone know about that. As well today, I attended an event at Dominican University. It was a poet who was there to do a writing workshop with students and also talk about her writing. She has a book called Liberante that is out in Spanish and English. It is in relation to domestic violence that she had at a very young age. And I think it was a good reminder that even through high school to, early college, these things can happen to folks. And we can also be vigilant in those. Her book is available at Sarah's Inn And it might be available on Amazon too. I'm not sure. But just wonderful, very vulnerable, shared her story with all of us. So was very happy to be able to participate in that today. And that's it for me.
Is that a series?
No, I think that they just through the Justice and Equity Department often will have speakers come. For universities, there is a Title IX requirement where they every year have to have a certain number or at least one session that is in relation to understanding sexual abuse or domestic violence or something. So making something, you know, an event around that does help their quota for that too. But yeah, really great event.
Thanks. Good information. Thanks, Erica. Lisa?
Hello. Pardon me. Hello. I have two things. One, I want to congratulate the Trinity High School for holding their Trinity Walkathon in our village for the first time ever on Friday, September 20th. They usually go down to the waterfront, but this year they decided to do it here. So if you saw them walking around town between 8:45 and 10:30, you saw all the girls that attend that school. Great school, great event. It raises funds for their scholarship program. I also want to thank all of the many volunteers who serve the village and its many residents across all of the committees and commissions. It's not an easy thing to do. They take time out of their lives basically to participate and, you know, make and, you know, do the best that they can. And I don't think that we give them enough thanks. So thank you. Bye.
Great.
Okay. First of all, I want to apologize for not being here at the last board meeting. I was at a government meeting, but it was the city of Elgin. I was representing my college at a zoning board, seeking some zoning variances, which I was happy to say were successful. So everyone's happy, at least at Elgin Community College. The other item is I have participated at the IML conference in alphabetical order. So did Adusi, so did Trustee Brennan, and I attended it. The first Thursday was for attorneys, of which I'm assuming Trustee Brennan and I participated in most of those events to get some CLE credit. The Friday and Saturday sessions were related to government issues of importance. And so it was very, very, I thought, important for everybody who participated. And it's always a good event because you actually meet some other municipalities too, and you can chit chat about, well, how do you do this? How did you do that? What your experiences are, et cetera. So I thought it was a good event. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. John?
Nothing new to add. Thanks.
Katie?
Thanks. Yep. I just wanted to mention the IML conference also bumped into Res there. This year they had a dual track for the attorneys on Thursday. One on a whole variety of issues, and the other was all purely TIF related. So I attended more than 6 hours of TIF training on Thursday, and it was very, very popular at the beginning of the day. And then as the day went on, I think there were about 50 of us left in this huge ballroom, all, you know, spread apart. But we were dedicated to learning as much as we could there. So that was good. And then some other interesting topics on the second day as well. And then I wanted to give a shout out to the Young Filmmakers Awards for the One Earth Film Festival, which happened this past weekend. And the One Earth Film Festival was started by a River Forest resident 13 years ago. And the first year, they had 20 local students who submitted entries. And this year it's now international, and they had over 400 submissions from 55 countries and 36 states. So it's really grown. I knew before that it was the largest environmental film fest in the Midwest. It's probably has another title to that now, but very impressive that they've grown so much. And it was inspiring to see the award-winning films from these students from all over the world. That's all I have.
Great. Thanks, Katie.
I have nothing to add. I regrettably could not attend the IML conference due to a work conference. And then quickly into the weekend, I had to go see my daughter for family weekend in college. But I do apologize for that. And Trustee Brennan has agreed to loan me her materials and give me a full day's worth of tip training. So I'm excited about that. I also want to secondarily support Trustee Gillis's thanks to all the volunteers of the village. I totally agree. Their support moves the village and moves the needle, and they don't get thanks enough. So I also support that. And that's all.
And Bob?
Thanks. Again, I'm attending a conference this week on some zoning and real estate related issues in California. So I apologize for not being there. But the only thing I had is just a reminder, Madison Street's going to be closed. I don't know if anybody mentioned it earlier. But that'll start, I guess, next Monday through Friday. So everybody be patient and vigilant on all the traffic that's going to be recirculated around town. That's all I got.
Yep. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, and we do put that in the newsletter as well. So hopefully people are reading that. Okay. And then just for those, Jerry and others that came in, we have the testimony up here. So when we get to that point, we'll call you up on public testimony.
Hey, okay, do I have to be allowed in?
You were. You already voted.
Thank you. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, I just have a few things. I did speak at the Lemonade event, which I thought was just a wonderful event this year. Again, I'm not quite sure how much they raised. I don't know if
it's not public yet.
Okay, but it was a great event. Of course, it was a beautiful day, so it always helps. I also was invited to attend the Chamber of Commerce, I guess, luncheon with Senator Harmon, Representative Lilly, and Village President Skaman. And myself, just to give kind of the state of the state to the chamber. So that was a good event. I also was invited from the Illinois Realtors Association to attend their national event that was in Oak Brook. And the title was Who Could Afford to Live Here? That was the title of the seminar. And I was with Scott Worley. He's the mayor of Naperville. So Scott and I presented kind of our point of view on economic vitality and housing opportunities within our village. I, too, also attended the Illinois Municipal League along with my colleagues here. I'm also past president of the Illinois Municipal League, which is an honor for me. I attended several meetings along the way. I think it's just a wonderful conference, and I really encourage all my colleagues to go because it's where you really learn. First of all, you meet a lot of your other colleagues, both trustees and administrators and presidents and mayors along the way. So it's always good to connect and network with other folks. But they also have a lot of seminars that are relevant to what we do day in and day out. I monitored it's called the Illinois Safety Railroad, for railroad, safety railroad. And I thought that was a really important topic because we have several railroads that go through our town. So, and I learned quite a bit in that, even monitoring being part of it, hosting the forum. And one thing I did realize is Illinois Commerce Commission should be our friend,
right?
Because they really do help villages and cities with their railroad safety issues. So we will follow up with that immediately and see what we can do with the Illinois Commerce Commission. And that was it. So it was a pretty fun-filled 2 weeks for me. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. Oh, well, no. Yeah, because we're going to go to the public comments later on. So if I can get a motion to approve A through H in a second.
Well, before you do, can I pull 6A, please?
6A?
The minutes. Only because I need to abstain. I wasn't here at the last.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Okay. So we'll need a motion to approve B through H.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items B through H.
Second.
Okay. If I can ask the village. Any comments or questions? I'm assuming there's
So it doesn't sound like there is any. So if we can please read out loud those items and then take the vote.
Consent agenda item B, monthly department reports. C, August 2024 financial report. D, administration department report. E, authorization to donate surplus property, bicycles ordinance. F, change order, 2024 curb and sidewalk project. G, award of contract, fiscal year 2025 tree trimming program. H, purchase approval for street camera server Avignon, $80,000. Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Okay.
Mixed it up.
Yeah. That's right. We can hear them. Okay. So let's go on to then item A, consent agenda item A. Can I get a motion for that item and then a second?
Motion to approve the consent agenda item A.
Second.
Okay. Any comments on the meetings? Okay. Hearing none. I ask the clerk to please take the vote and read it out loud.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
I'm abstaining since I was absent.
Trustee O'Connell?
I'll abstain also.
If you just might want to read out loud the item A, just so that.
Oh, consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, September 9th, 2024.
Okay. Thanks. So we'll move right to item eight, which is the recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. If I can get a motion to approve item 8A.
I move to approve an ordinance adding parking restrictions on Park Avenue West Side from Division Street to Greenfield Street between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. on school days.
Second.
Okay. So this is the time that you can come up and speak if you want your citizens' comments regarding this item. Jerry or Michael or Louise or all the above. If you want, you don't have to, but okay. Right. Okay.
But everybody on the block signed the petition. The one family who didn't is out of the country.
They turn on the microphone, please.
Yeah. Sorry, Jerry. Can you just touch? It says push.
Sure.
Yeah, there.
Okay, sorry. There's only one family that didn't sign the petition, and they're out of the country. But I think all the neighbors on Park Avenue are in agreement that we need some help, and all the different ways of doing it was discussed at the traffic and safety, and I think we all came to the conclusion that the resident only is the best.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. So I think we understand. Oh, yes, Michael. Sure. Yes, please come to the podium. Thank you.
My name is Michael Anson. I live at 1215 Park, and I just want to give support to Jerry in the resolution that was passed last week. Up to last week, I almost felt like a second-class citizen of the parking. Now, the way I look at it and the committee looked at it is this is Dominican's problem. It's not my problem, and to be able to not park on river on across the street with the fire lane there, we have no parking. And all I can tell you is today, I left my car on the street. I pulled out at 11:45. A young kid sat behind me. There was another car behind it, and she just sat there waiting for me to pull out so she could pull in, and the other car went around it. It's a dangerous place. So I'm here to say I support, and I think the neighbors do, of this critical situation that we face.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Michael. We hear you loud and clear. And we understand the situation, I think. And so did the traffic and safety, sounds like. Okay. Is there any comments and questions regarding what the traffic and safety either talked about or discussed or...
Kathy, yeah. I want to make a clarification on my motion. I read on school days, I want to clarify, because school days to me, being a school attorney, refers to D90, the school code, versus I'm thinking we should probably So make it clear university school days. So it's clear that it's the university school days.
Yeah.
Is that?
Probably that.
I asked.
Yeah, I mean, I would specify Dominican.
Dominican, that's fine.
This is parking on the ordinance space only talks about an area. I think you could support school days, and it would be interpreted that way. But there's certainly no problem with adding that clarification. But for the reason I said, I would Dominican University
school days.
So would that be summertime too? Like,
well, anytime they're in days.
So is there any? Should we just be making it weekdays then, so it's more clear? That's in the note it had had in the memo, weekdays and school days. And I just want to make sure that folks understand, because the school days mean Saturday and Sunday. You know, I don't know that people inherently know.
Well, so typically, Russ pointed out, the school days is a term statutorily that's recognized. And I think when you're talking about an area that's a specific area of property, there are no other schools right there. So it would be interpreted as days that Dominican is in session. And that would be all those days.
It would be Saturdays and Sundays as well?
Well, if they were in session.
Okay. Yeah.
In school.
In session or have class?
Have class.
Well, that's session.
Well, again, I think that's the question. Is that clear enough? I think that's what Eric said.
So is someone going to get a parking ticket? Like, isn't that maybe every day?
Well, on Sundays, I don't believe that there would be classes there. So
I don't know the class schedule necessarily. I know when I was at DePaul downtown, there were Sunday school days. Yeah, I'm just, I want to make sure that it's clear for folks so people aren't getting ticketed when, you know, they don't expect.
Well, and there's also precedent in one other area in the code where apparently, to distinguish from Concordia, Matt can explain it. Was it the Greece?
There's one mention in the code of a specific school specific days. It's days when Grace Lutheran is in session. To your point about whether, you know, college activities go longer than your traditional grade school days, the commission, I think the intent of the commission was to focus on Monday through Friday when there are classes and traditional classes scheduled during the day, because there was talk about whether 4 p.m. was late enough because of there's night classes and other operation, but there clearly was a, you know, peak time, late morning to early afternoon, that was the trouble spot. That led to parking being there for longer. So I think that's why the referendum or the petition and the commission kind of agreed to that 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on school days.
Okay.
It avoids holidays then as well, which is, yeah. And I think the way the police enforce it is at those heavy periods where there's trouble.
Okay. So on holidays, there's probably not an expectation. Anyway, and it would be resident parking be able to be there. I would just like to think about whether it should be Monday through Friday or school days so that people aren't getting ticketed.
Michael,
go ahead. If you can go to the podium, I'll allow you to do that. But we try to, this is our time to debate, but if you've got a point that you want to make, I certainly want to hear it.
They're discussing. All we want is the same as every street around Dominican. It's Monday through Friday, and we're asking for less. Monday through Friday on all the side streets and all the way around Dominican, there's no parking from 8 to 5. And we're asking for no parking from 8 to 4. So all we want
is
exactly what all the other residents have already. Plus, the president of the university has no parking from 8 to 5.
Right. I want to make sure that there's an, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you.
We're asking for is the same as everybody else.
Yep. Okay, Michael, thanks. Yep.
But I don't mean to interrupt you.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I think Bob and then Katie, do you mind? Okay. Yeah, Bob.
So I agree with Erica. I mean, I think we need to make it weekdays, you know, 8 to 4. And then in addition to that, I mean, I think there's been a little, you know, It's been my observation that some of the students have bled into the neighborhood. So I think we need to beef up enforcement. And I think there should be some communication from the village, obviously, to the university and the university to the students, because it's just going to spill into the neighborhoods.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my second question, too, because we did this a few years back to prevent a few blocks away what they were having issues with, which was commuters coming in on their streets. So what do those streets look like today? Will it still be an issue for them? Because we're just going to be playing ping pong between these two.
Yeah, I think they discussed that. Maybe that Katie. So
yes, that was a concern shared by the commission. The commuter parking study in 2020 did express that concern that parking would kind of spread out through the neighborhood and potentially be closer to the D90 school and have an impact there. So the thought at the time was that Park Avenue being fronting Dominican would be the solution to kind of have all the cars concentrated there. I think that the experience that was described here earlier has shown that the concentration there has caused a kind of an abnormal issue for the residents there. So the hope is always to have students park on site, just like any other business or everything. We want parking to be on site. Recognize that that's a challenge that we've had conversations with Dominican officials on, and they're also working through some potential solutions for that. I think our hope is that this will motivate students and staff members to park on campus, or those that can't park on campus will kind of be spread out, dispersed a little less of an impact to those other blocks. We have seen that there are cars parking on Thomas and some other streets, but if there's, you know, as opposed to 35 cars in a row being parked here on Park, if there's five here and five here and it's further out, it's less appealing to potential parkers, and they'll be hopefully motivated to use the Dominican parking space.
I remember people commenting that it was an issue for them at the time. So have we made any changes since then on those streets? No,
there has not been any changes to those streets.
Very easily it could push back again. So we may be having to think about,
possible.
It could, and I think the commission.
But to clarify the point, I think we have 2-hour parking, Erica, in that area immediately surrounding the school. So I think that's what we resolved in 2020. So is that what you were thinking also?
That's what I was trying to recall or get from staff is, like, did we do something at that point to help those residents? And if it's 2-hour parking, you know, like, will we make sure that we are enforcing that too?
We don't have the issue. I am not aware of any other changes in that neighborhood that changed parking restrictions for that. There may have been. There were a lot of changes to the parking regulations at that time.
If we vote yes on this tonight, would it be possible for staff to just look at the other areas where we've had issues? And I think they're pointed out in the study too, you know, and just maybe begin to plan for what we could possibly do there to mitigate any issues.
Yes.
Thanks. Katie?
So there are 2 other segments on Park just north of the area that I think we're trying to address here. I think the area we're trying to address here is between Division and the driveway into the DU parking lot.
Right.
Then there's another segment on that same block just north of that driveway, but south of the Greenfield, the first part of Greenfield, because Greenfield doesn't meet straight on there.
Right.
There's a jog. And so we have to clarify what this ordinance means, because it says on Park Avenue West Side from Division to Greenfield. Well, Greenfield isn't defined there, because Greenfield hits Park twice and there's 3 houses in between.
Agreed.
So that's a side thing. But currently in front of the DU president's house, which is before the first Greenfield intersection, there's the sign, no parking Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then there's a similar sign between the two Greenfield intersections, no parking Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. So I'm just trying to understand why we would have a different parking restriction between Division and the entrance to the parking lot. Should we just make it all the same? Or is there a reason, is there a motivation to maintain two different standards there?
So on the first part, in terms of defining the area, it mentions the west side of Park that the would apply to. So I think that the understanding would be that the west side of Park only applies to the western segment of Greenfield.
The first intersection of Greenfield?
Yeah.
Correct.
Not the west side of Park before the second intersection of Greenfield? Because Greenfield intersects Park twice.
West. Correct, but only once on.
There's a west side.
There's a west side on both.
There is. Katie brings up a good point. And there's it, and it's 8 to 5.
It's only three houses.
Yeah. Right.
But it is
right.
A different. It's a different parking restriction. So
right.
it just occurred. I just wonder.
Sure, Jerry, come on. If you don't mind, come to the. But I mean, you know, I remember it.
I was here when Jim Donahue, he owned that house, and the which is now the president's house. That is a completely blind turn from Greenfield onto Park Avenue to go down Park Avenue to go
south
on Park Avenue. And then the kids coming out of Dominican, they're going either north or south out of that access point. So it was when cars were parked there, you couldn't see. It was just crazy. So that changes that no parking and no resident, no nobody is been there since like 2003. I got out of the car pregnant with my third yelling at some poor kid because he almost ran into me. So anyways, but so that part, we want to keep it no parking. But the reason why we said resident only from Division to the Park Avenue access point into Dominican is because we don't have anywhere to park. If we said no parking, we would have nowhere to park at all. And the landscapers have nowhere to park. Right now, they're parking in front of the Dominican president's house and putting orange cones around their trucks. It's
what I think Katie is saying is that, so you're right at the president's house, but then there's another Greenfield, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah, but, east. And that piece, if you go west, there's like three houses.
Yeah. They want that also because of the stop sign that was put in.
Right.
There's a new set of stop signs, right, which apparently are optional for drivers. But that is such a nutty intersection. And there's all kinds of kids crossing there to go to Willard.
Right.
So that stop sign has helped a little bit, but we desperately need some help over there. It's really crazy. Where I think the cars are going to go, because they're already going there, is Greenfield going west, east, east. So west is all no parking. But as soon as you go down Park Avenue and you go on Greenfield towards Willard, that's already been filling up with the DOMU students. So that's going to fill up. And I think Katie, in front of your house, I don't know if there's parking or not allowed. On our side of Park, there's no parking. I don't know. Is that the whole way?
No, you can park there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the fire lane must end at Greenfield? Okay.
So we are talking about signage then being in front of those three houses.
There is already signage.
Yeah.
I think no parking.
But I think you've answered my main question, which is there a need to maintain the 8 to 5 Monday through Friday restriction? And you've answered it because it's a safety issue there.
Yes. That's a total, it's a blind curve. If Dominican could close the Park Avenue access, that'd be awesome. The way that they closed Greenfield, that literally changed traffic patterns in a positive way for the village. And we're not going to ask for it, but if they would consider it, and then that would literally force all the traffic to Division and Thatcher.
Yeah.
And that would be ideal.
Right.
It would take away a lot on PERC. All right, so we got a couple of things up in the air here. We've got the school days that we want to make universal. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken, you said you
wanted. Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to finish. I just wanted to know about the rollout time. If we were to vote, yes.
Be immediate.
It would be immediately.
Yeah.
Is there any, and I'm assuming just the average size of the signs would go up. And is there any way to post this anywhere so that we don't just have a blockade of tickets going on immediately after it, like on the school grounds?
Sure. So, yeah, so upon approval, village staff would install the signs tomorrow. We're ready to move forward with that. In talking with the police department, the plan for this type of thing is to not issue tickets immediately, but rather warning tickets that the rule has changed for about 7 days so that there's a time for some education for those parking on the site.
And would we send a note to Dominican University they can use to help them reinforce that with their students and staff?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Is there parking available on Thatcher as well on the other side?
There is not.
There is. I drove by it today. There's parking on the DU side of Thatcher, a ton of spots, and they were all empty today.
No, but I think those are just...
I know that there's some lining for parking, but I...
There, I don't think people can park. Yeah, Michael.
There's lining for parking?
Lining.
Yeah. And I think I saw a sign that said something about parking.
Okay, hang on. Michael, you want... Is there something different you want to say? Yep.
You should talk in the microphone.
Yeah, because
if someone has to listen on audio, they can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Ironically, if you go down Greenfield from Thatcher to Park,
yep,
by the university, the signs say no parking from 8 to 5. This is universities. There's nobody across the street, and it's open. Once you hit the resident on Greenfield, no parking 8 to 5. Yep. No, all Greenfield is no parking 8 to 5. That place is 15 cars. Maybe they could park there.
Yeah. No, we got it. Yeah. So, okay. So...
So I want to just speak to that because I noticed that also. Now there are residences right across the street from where you're talking about, but it is curious that there's no parking directly adjacent to the Dominican property. I agree with you there on Greenlight. So that would be a place that perhaps, you know, students could park if there isn't a safety issue. I don't know.
No. So I just wanted to address Erica's, thanks, Katie, for, I think what Erica said, the Thatcher. There is no parking on Thatcher. I think it's just markings, right?
What do you mean? What's the difference between
Jack,
markings?
Yeah. We have a second here.
Jack, talk.
Hello. Okay. So in zone one, so around Dominican, on Thatcher, currently it is a no parking zone
right. Along
Dominican.
Right.
So it may be striped, but it's not signed parking, like available parking.
So striped means it like looks like you put a car in there.
It looks like you can, but it's really more to guide the cars and to narrow it into regular traffic.
That's correct.
So maybe we should be striping with hashes then, so people know.
Potentially. I know there is signage up there, and definitely, obviously, we have our open house October 1st. This is definitely one of the areas that we are going to be looking at as we redo all of Thatcher.
Yeah. Yeah. And it hasn't been a problem with parking.
Not along Thatcher.
Right.
Well, my question was going to be like, can people park there?
No.
So, but it sounds like.
Okay. No. So, Katie, did you have another one?
I'm sorry. Is there anyone from Dominican here?
No. Oh.
Oh.
Do you have any input for us?
In terms of
parking,
would you like to speak? I guess is what Katie is saying. If you do, you have to come to the podium.
I actually was at a meeting at Dominican this weekend, and I picked up the local Dominican paper, and it's not very long; it's pretty short. But there are several articles in here that refer to the parking issue, and on the back page, there's a cartoon. that said with students saying, oh, we actually got to school pretty early today. There's probably still a lot of parking left. And then there's the cartoon shows it's all completely full even earlier. So it's, and then there's another article in here about your second campus at Pilsen that might have be contributing to some parking issues as well. So I don't know. There seems like there's some issues that need to be addressed.
I think that
internally.
Yeah. And I think at the Traffic and Safety Commission, they talked a little bit about some of the things that you're looking at in terms of class, you know, moving classes and so forth and so on. So I guess what we're saying is we encourage you to keep looking and finding alternative solutions, because it's probably not only best for us, but it's also best for you. So we appreciate that. We really do. All right. So I think that answered the striping. Thank you, Jack. Okay. So let's just kind of, there's, do we want to change the school? Okay, John.
I just have one comment. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to upset the apple cart, but I think you should just stick with Monday through Friday. It's very easy to understand. Don't have to worry about school days, Monday through Friday.
Well, I think that's what the residents want. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
I think that's being very kind. Thank you very much. So I think eight to four, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying Monday through Friday is fine if that's what people want, but right. On school days, because you're right, if they're on break, you don't want to penalize anybody from not being parking on that during that those days they're not in session. So
it sounds like that's not an issue though, if they're not there and it's not an issue for you on those days anyway. I think Monday.
No. I'm not there. I'm responding to John. Yep. He said let's just make it Monday through Friday. And then I heard Jerry say we didn't want to be as restrictive, and I understand that, because during the holidays and maybe some of the summer and the breaks, then there's no need to have it Monday through Friday is what I think. Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys being so. Do you want to keep it this school days? Or do you want to change it? I mean, I just want to make sure we keep it simple.
Well, I'm just saying Monday for on Dominican University school days, because
so you want to, just
to me is when they're in session.
You just want to add Dominican University.
Right, correct. So we
I have no issues with that. I mean, it's very pretty obvious.
I think we should move it to Monday through
Friday. I agree with Erica.
Well, school days is. What are you saying?
What you do don't, Monday through all Monday through Friday.
Whether they're on break or...
Yeah, whether they're on break or not. The residents still live there. So the residents are the ones that are having the issue. So, again, we talked about this in 2020, and we wanted to be good neighbors to Dominican, and now it's coming back to haunt us again. So I agree with Erica. Monday through Friday, let's just be done with it. And, you know,
I think we're fine with that. Okay. All right, just so it's more restrictive for the
Dominican. Yes, I was going to say it's more restrictive.
More restrictive.
We're worried about the residents. So.
No, I understand. I understand that, and it is clear. I just want to make sure people understand around the table what we're talking about.
I do, yeah. Okay. And what we are hearing is that his parking has not been an issue in the past. I'm assuming like for days that are not school days where it's they're on break or something, they're able to find parking on campus. So
that's what the residents are saying. We will compromise, but now I'm hearing, well, no, let's not compromise. Let's make it clear. And I, you know, the clear is Monday through Friday, every day. Monday through Friday, every day in the year.
And
I think they'll be able to find parking on campus internally.
Can I just add, you're not restricting something that's not happening. They're not there. It's not restrictive. Monday through Friday is very easy to understand.
Totally easy.
Monday to Friday sounds good to me. 8 to 4 in that segment, 8 to 5 in the other segments.
So 8 to 5, I think, stands. Right.
Got it.
No parking.
Okay.
Yeah, good clarification. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm fine. I just want to make sure we understood what we were saying, John.
Okay. No, I agree. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Then I will amend my motion to approve an ordinance adding parking restrictions on Park Avenue West Side from Division Street to Greenfield Street between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday.
It needs to be revised to end at the Park Avenue entrance to the DU parking lot. It shouldn't end at Greenfield, because if you ended at Greenfield, you're including that dangerous part that the resident explained is the blind spot.
Yes, we agree. Yeah. So it ends at Park Avenue.
The Park Avenue new entrance to the DU parking lot.
I think it's access.
The language, yeah, there's the existing language is from the south end of the Park Avenue entrance.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find the.
You have the specific?
Trying to pull it up here.
I guess what I'm seeing on page 59 of the packet shows Park Avenue west side from Division to Greenfield Street.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll modify that. So,
Podium, please.
Yeah, you got to get to the podium. We can't hear you. I'm sorry. We're trying to verify this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we shouldn't have tried to be nice. So
yeah,
division to the Park Avenue access to Dominican University, resident only, weekdays 8 to 4.
Yes.
Then from the Park Avenue access point to Dominican to Greenfield, no parking Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
That's correct.
The other little section between the stop signs.
Same.
On that crazy
S
curve. Same.
Same.
No parking.
8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Yes. Same. So we got that. So the question that what we're trying to add is the access point. So I think or the Park Avenue. We'll call it access point. I don't know what we officially call it.
I mean,
I'm assuming this.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I'm assuming they have it.
They're just looking.
As I understand it, this ordinance is going under Schedule 21, resident parking zones designated. So that might be why we don't have in the quotes resident only. They under that than the ordinance.
So as I say.
So the current code has a restriction currently that there is there's a lot of restrictions in here.
What are you looking for, man?
I'm just making sure I'm reading the right Park Avenue.
8 to 5, no parking. Just to find out how they asked.
So how it's phrased right now is the Park Avenue on the west side of the 1300 block from the north end of the Dominican University driveway to the south side of Greenfield. Parking is prohibited from 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. on weekdays.
So that covers that area.
That's on the south end. And then
how about the north?
Of Greenfield, right? That's the other side.
It's still Park Avenue.
Park Avenue on the north end of Greenfield. Remember, there's two Greenfields.
Correct. So then there's Park Avenue, the west side from the north curb of Greenfield Street, west of Park Avenue, continuing north for a distance of 265 feet. Yeah. No parking, 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay. Okay, so that's already in the code. We're not changing that. So what we want to change is the ordinance before us. So what we need is we're going to add Dominican University school days, but it's going to be we're taking school days off. We're going to do Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And now what we need is from the driveway.
I can read it here. Motion would be to approve an ordinance adding parking restrictions on Park Avenue on the west side from Division Street north to the south end of the Dominican University driveway between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. So moved.
Who seconded? Karen, you did. You okay? Yeah. All right. So that's our motion on the table. I think we've accomplished what I think the residents want. All right. So if there's no further questions or comments, I'd ask the clerk to take a vote.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson. Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. So we'll have that up as soon as possible, and we'll work with continue to work with you guys in Dominican University to make life good here. So we appreciate your working with us. Thank you. And I appreciate the residents working with Dominican University too. Always good to work together. So thank you. All right. So I think that concludes our night. If I can ask a trustee to motion to dismiss or adjourn our meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
President Medusi.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.